for 9 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And 30 years of Rosie on the House.
And welcome this gorgeous Saturday morning to Rosie on the House. Thank you for tuning in. We're in the middle of air conditioning season. Air conditioning is the topic of our show the entire month of July. And here we are talking this morning about one dimension of air quality in particular, and that's the indoor air quality that you're trying to create. We talk about air conditioning, and people just think, well, that's cooling it. Well, it's more than just cooling it. It's dehumidifying it, it's scrubbing it, it's cleaning it, and delivering it to you in a comfortable temperature for your home's comfort level, but it's also healthy and clean. And then this morning, we've asked for our Tucson, Southern Arizona experts from Temperature Control, Tony Bohard, owner. Tony, thanks for coming in this morning, my friend.
Thanks for having us.
And Philip Melino?
Melillo.
Melillo. Sorry about that, Philip. I'll get it right the rest of the broadcast, I promise. So you're service manager at Temperature Control?
Yes, that's correct.
Tell us a little bit about Temperature Control, Tony.
Well, we've been in business since 1982. I'm the second owner. I worked for the owner for about 10 years before I purchased the company. And we've been serving this area. We are full service with air conditioning, heating, maintenance, commercial, residential, and duct maintenance.
Very good. Well, I brought you guys in here this morning to talk air conditioning, but and what it is. If you wanted to simplify air conditioning to two sentences, how would you explain it to a homeowner? And I'm talking particularly about the summer cooling of the air conditioning component.
So the way it actually removes the heat from the house?
Yeah, see, people don't think of it like that.
They always assume that it just blows cold air.
Yes.
Yeah, it doesn't do that at all. It removes the heat from the air.
We're actually just moving heat from wherever we don't want it and pushing it where...
Rejecting it outside.
Rejecting it outside.
Yeah.
So we have this gas that we... You always hear about the compressor. Oh, boy, every air conditioning service you call, I hope it's not the compressor. Because everybody knows that's when you're talking big money, right?
Right, right.
So you've got this compressor that comes on, compresses this gas, sends it down a tunnel, a tube, and as it's sent down that tunnel, it expands. Mm-hmm. As it expands, it gets very, very cold. We dissipate that cold through little fins mm-hmm. that then we pass the hopefully filtered air over. And that cold air, that air then cools, and we spit it out through the supply registers.
Rejecting the heat back to the condenser.
And then the little gas returns back to the compressor and correct. Is smashed up tight again.
That is correct.
Fully expanded.
Nobody realizes that. They think they turn it on, it just blows cold air, and that's it.
Well, that's all you want it to do as a homeowner,
sure,
right?
Sure.
But they all know when they hear the word compressor. You know, when the technician comes in and says, it's the compressor. I mean, it's just... Cha-ching.
Heart drop, yeah.
That's the most expensive component in the whole unit, isn't it?
It is, and that's the thing we hate telling them the most.
Yeah.
You know, going in as a technician saying that the compressor is bad is always bad.
Well, that's how air conditioning works. So we're extracting heat to the outside. If you want to challenge us on that, go outside to your outside system and put your hand above that little fan that's blowing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're moving a lot of heat.
A lot of heat. And in the winter on a heat pump, that thing's blowing ice cold air.
Ice cold air.
Yep.
Because you're putting the heat back
in.
Inside.
You're removing it from outside and bringing it inside.
Yep. And while we're on that topic, in my mind, that's one reason a lot of people that move in from the Midwest or someone that's familiar with gas heat, they go to a heat pump and on those cold January wet mornings, they call you guys and they say, my heater's broken.
It's broke. Right.
What temperature will a heat pump generate in the middle of the winter?
It depends on the manufacturer, but I've seen them go down to 29 degrees, 28 degrees before they start freezing up.
And when you put your hand at the register, what temperature air is blowing into the room?
20 degrees hotter than what's going in or what the room temperature is.
But it's very often below your body temperature.
Sure, and if you let it get
so
cold.
So it feels cool.
Sure, if you let it get to 50 degrees in your house and you fire it up, it's blowing 70 degree air out of the vent, it's going to feel cold.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get off the topic of heat because we're out here in the middle of the summer in Tucson, Arizona. Let's get back to air conditioning. Philip, as service manager at Temperature Control, what are y'all seeing more often than not when you're out there on service calls?
It has to go with dirty air filters. That's a big one.
And how long does it take an air filter to get dirty?
It really depends on the situation. You know, if you have a lot of pets, animals, you have high traffic inside your house, it could take 2-3 a month, and that thing could be packed.
Totally packed.
Totally packed.
And people develop this conscience that, hey, I'm going to get the best filter I can get so it'll last as long as possible.
Yeah, that's right. And I mean, a lot of people thinking that the air filter is to actually kind of clean the air, when it's actually there to keep the system clean. And that dirty air filter will damage that system.
And the better air filter you get, the faster it clogs up.
That's right.
So spending more money on a filter doesn't give you longer filter life.
No, it's just going to collect more dirt. Create more issues with the system. It actually could be restrictive right off the bat.
And when we're out looking at homes, we're seeing a lot of the 99-cent buy it, the drugstore spun fiberglass filters.
Yes.
That's the bottom. That's the beginning.
That is the bottom one, yeah.
Those are the ones you can throw a cat through. But you wouldn't do that, but I mean, you could.
We're trying to keep the cats out of there, but it does happen sometimes.
So you've got the spun fiberglass filters, and they're, I think you can buy them bulk on sale for well under a dollar, 79, 80 cents, something like that. And then where do you step up from there?
You would go up to a pleated filter.
Okay.
And that's the paper type.
Paper pleated filter that's 1 inch thick.
1 inch thick.
And that is what we at Rosie on the House have been recommending for 2 decades. Are we in agreement with that?
And nowadays they've been actually installing filter bases on the systems that are capable of taking 2-inch filters. So you can get a better filtration, better airflow just by having it checked by a professional.
And you would do that filter housing change when you're changing equipment.
Yeah, that was an equipment change out. And a lot of times you're seeing that being standard.
Yeah, but you could even go 3 and 4 inch, can't you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're going to get a lot better filtration that way.
Yeah, I got tired of changing filters, so we don't have any indoor pets, and now we're empty nesters, so the house is running much cleaner than it ever has. But we went 4-inch paper pleated at my house, and I just have the tech change them twice a year when he comes out.
That's usually what it is.
Bada bing, bada boom, it's done. I don't have to worry about it. Now, other than the filter, and then they've got the cleanable filters, right?
Washable.
You could buy and wash it. What's y'all's feeling on those? I have a very definite opinion on those.
They're horrible. Yeah. They keep all the dander and all the funk. Everything stays in it. You're not really bleaching it. You're not really sanitizing it. So they're not a good idea.
The homeowner doesn't have the equipment they need to clean it as well as it needs to be cleaned.
Correct. And, I mean, if you throw the filter away every month, you're throwing away anything that was bad in that house. If you take it outside and take a garden hose to it, you're really not doing anything to the filter except washing the dust off of it.
Okay, so no cleanable, reusable filters. Then where do we go after that? What's the next step?
Electronic filtration. If you truly want to filter the house without damaging the system, you have to go to electronic filtration, either a Pure Air or something to that effect, where you have an electric filter and a media filter together.
As some people may be familiar with those, because in the early generations of those, they sounded like a bug zapper.
They did. The Kleenex actually did, or the Honeywell version.
Okay.
Of that, yeah.
All right. So as any particle moves through this filter medium, it's electronically zapped.
It's charged, correct.
And then where does it go?
It sticks to the media.
And how are those systems cleaned?
The media portion is changed depending on the brand. With Lennox, you change the media filter every 3 months or 6 months, depending on how fast it fills up.
Okay. So the electronic filtering, are you comfortable stating? I mean, I'm talking about 79-cent spun fiberglass filters. I'm talking about $5 1-inch paper pleated filters. I'm talking $60 4-inch paper pleated filters. What am I talking for electronic filtration on an average 4-ton unit?
If the system's new and you're installing it, you know, with a new system, so there's not a lot of work involved, it's usually $1,000 to $1,500. If we've got to go back in there and remove stuff, it could be as much as $1,700 to $1,800.
And you're not at that point ever assigned the responsibility as a homeowner of replacing filters?
No, it makes it super simple. Usually with your maintenance program, the technician will take the electronic portion out, clean it very well, and then he'll change the media portion with his maintenance. With our company, that's the way we do it.
All right. And y'all like to maintain a unit how often?
Twice a year is always recommended.
And that's spring and fall?
Yes. Even if you're not in the house, it's recommended because you want to check it before you fire it up in both seasons.
Yeah, especially how many calls have y'all gotten since the beginning of summer where they've just turn it on for the first time and you just got nothing.
Blowing warm air.
That happens.
No cool call.
Yeah. And that generally, what are you finding when you're there? That's a loss of charge, a broken compressor. I mean,
usually it's low. I mean, all those above, but most that we've seen so far this year are low in charge. And the charge could be affected by the filter. If the filter is plugged up and the coil's dirty and the charge is running, you know, higher pressure, you will create, electrolysis on that coil. You'll create problems on that coil. So you could create problems by having a dirty coil.
Mm.
People don't realize that. Like, oh, well, it's no big deal. It can actually damage your coil. By having a dirty coil, it will create problems with leaks later in the future, or can create problems with leaks.
I think most people understand how a car radiator works.
Correct.
You know, the water circulates in front of your car as you're moving down the highway, cooling it below the boiling temp, cooling the water down. The cooler water then circulates in your engine block, keeping your engine much lower, giving you a much longer life on the engine and whatnot. And as soon as you block that radiator, if you would put a Saran wrap in front of it or a cardboard cover, that's the equivalent of all the dirt that could be accumulating on your coil and air conditioning, and you're starving it.
A perfect example is icing up. System icing up is actually overheating on a refrigerant charge. So when your system ices up, that is exact same scenario as a car overheating in the air conditioning world.
I got it.
Yeah.
I got it.
However, yeah, if that makes any sense.
It does.
So every time it ices up, it's actually damaging the system. Just like when your car overheats, it damages the engine of the car.
We're here talking with Philip Melillo.
That's right.
Service manager at Temp Control, as well as the owner of Temp Control, Mr. Tony Bohart, here at Rosie on the House. We're talking about indoor air quality at your home. We've covered a little bit in the basics, just about the different types of filtration. Did you know you could also filter with light? We're going to come back and talk about that a little bit, as well as the most extreme sense of filtering. You need a clean room inside your house? We're going to talk about how you could accomplish that right here at Rosie on the House.